yesterday. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Yesterday, when I was a pre-teenager, we had a lake cottage at Eagle Springs Lake at Eagle, Wisconsin, Mequonago, Wisconsin. And we would go out there every summer and enjoy living in the lake cottage right on the lake, on Eagle Springs Lake, and swim in the wonderful warm water that was just so inviting all the time. But one of my great thrills was to visit the Smart Farm. Roy Smart was not really a good farmer. He kept renting farms and raising cattle and trying to make a crop, and he just had no touch for farming for some reason. He had five kids, and Fred was one of his kids, and Fred was a good boy. He did everything his dad told him to, and he did it lovingly, and he liked doing everything he did. Fred was sort of a very happy fellow. And Fred had a sister, Maxine, who was older than he. She was the oldest of the family, and then there were three other girls. And Fred and Maxine were assigned to milk the cows in the barn. And Fred had half the herd, and Maxine had the other half. And Maxine would milk the cows and be singing and happy and just having a good time. And Fred would be grumbling away, yanking away, milking the cows in a very unhappy manner, because he'd rather be out plowing the fields, he'd rather be out doing everything else except milking cows. Milking cows was not his choice. And Maxine was so happy at milking cows. Now, all of Maxine's cows were from the same herd that Fred's cows are in, and they all produced abundant milk, abundant supplies, and they were happy cows, and they had no problems. And Fred's cows, they had trouble coming up with their quota. They had trouble coming up with good health. They had to have the vet called in every once in a while because of mastitis of the teats and other problems that milking brought about. And one day, Fred says, "Maxine, you don't really like to ride the tractor, do you?" "No, I do it because I have to." "Well, Maxine, what about if I would ride the tractor and I would do your jobs in the field and you would take care of all the cows? Could you handle it?" Oh, a snap. And so they traded. They traded off. And Fred went to what he loved doing, working in the fields and doing his job as a farm boy, and just had a wonderful time. And Maxine moved into the rest of the cows. There were 16 cows. She had 8 before, and Fred had 8, and now she had all 16. And she would get out there, and she would sing, and she would dance as she milked the cows. And the cows were just in heaven. And all of the problems of Fred's 8 cows disappeared. They began giving milk abundantly. Their mastitis of the teats faded away. All the vet calls for the cows ceased to be. The cows were beautiful, harmonious cows. Now, Maxine brought to the cows love, and the unhappiness that Fred brought to the cows was unhappiness, and the teats not working harmoniously, and all the other things not being functional good. But as soon as Maxine took over, not speedily, but efficiently, her milk supply was equal for both 8 sets of cows. And all 16 were giving maximum production. And Roy didn't even notice it. He was a farmer, but he was not an efficient farmer. He was not a farmer who paid attention to details. And Fred, he didn't notice it because he didn't care. He was out now doing what he really wanted to do. And Maxine was doing what she really wanted to do. And the cows were healthy. And everything went along just beautiful. And it wasn't until years later, as Fred and Maxine and I were talking about this, that Fred was saying, I wonder why my cows always had trouble, why they always had problems. And Maxine said, well, mine never did because I loved doing what I was doing. And I said, you know, Fred, perhaps it was Maxine's love that helped her cows produce so beautifully. Fred, when you plow your fields and you grade your fields and you prepare your fields and take care of them and bring in your harvest, is it a joy? Oh, yes. Can you produce a greater harvest than your father? Yeah. Your father plows a field, he takes care of certain fields, and you take care of certain fields. And in comparison, who has the greatest harvest? Well, I do. Now, why do you think you have the greatest harvest, Fred? Well, because, I don't know, I just love it. You know, Fred, love is a great abundifier. It makes things so abundant, so beautiful, so wonderful. Your dad grumbled as he did his farm work. And did you notice, Fred, the minute your dad stopped being a farmer, he quit. And he sold all his farm equipment. And he went to work in Waukesha. And he'd go to work every day in a factory there. And he would do great things. And he'd come home at night, and he was fit to be tied. He was ready to go out and have a good time. He was a happy fellow. And the family was a happier family, because Roy was happy. And Fred, you were happier in the field than with the cows. And Maxine, you were happier with the cows than in the field. And what a lovely time you all had, doing what you like to do. And then the illnesses of the cows went away. The poor production of the field was increased because Fred went out there with his love. All of these things in life we think are not dependent upon love, unconditional love. But truly, an absolute philosopher realizes that that unconditional love is one of the most powerful, one of the most wonderful things that anyone could ever do for themselves, for another, for the world, now, because that's the only time there is. Think about these things, because they are lots of fun to think about, and think how it might apply somewhere in your life, as I think how it might apply somewhere in my life. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.